Yes.
It starts.
Sam the Eagle! That was one thing that was really missing in the Muppets.
Yes.
Oh, Sam was exactly.
The Muppets. He was there was, briefly, yeah. But he didn't really...
That's, I've had one complaint about that movie. It's the back of Sam the Eagle.
My dad calls me Sam the Eagle. He has my eyebrows.
Yeah, I can see
okay, right.
I think
that's a nice
thing
that...
He said it and then he said, well, Sam's my favourite. So that was nice.
Okay, that is
so
nice.
That's quite
yeah.
nice. Sam the Eagle's my favourite. You look a bit like him, Chris.
Yeah. Although you're not his favourite, because your younger brother is his favourite.
Your brother's his favourite, that's what
you mean. No,
he's the favourite of the family, his younger brother.
It's not Sophie's choice.
It is. You're a bit of a failure.
We are recording.
That's what your mum says.
Right, excellent. This is number three. Podcast number three.
Cool.
I was just whittering on relentlessly. We did talk about Robert Downey Jr. last week.
Yes, I'm very glad you did.
Very disappointed.
Very briefly.
Yeah.
Very briefly. We have Carol back with us and our special guest, Olga.
Hello.
Ever more possible, I put in the Kermit flow gif.
Yeah.
At this moment.
Our very own Pond, Amy Pond. Which brings me on to that topic of
the departure of Amy Pond,
yes. Cal, you don't watch Doctor Who.
And Rory.
And Rory.
The media keeps forgetting,
yes.
They keep saying
Karen
Gillan is getting replaced. But Arthur Darvill is also getting replaced.
But we don't know if he's getting replaced or he's just leaving.
Yeah, leaving.
He's leaving,
isn't getting replaced with one person. To be honest, Karen Gillan and Arthur Darvill are worth at least five people.
That's true.
My friend doesn't like Rory.
What?
Yes, no, I saw
like
this on
yeah,
Facebook.
Yeah, he doesn't like him.
And unless
I
like my first thought was just heresy.
I think Rory's fantastic.
Rory.
I think Rory makes every woman think that their boyfriend isn't good enough. Because he waited
nice
for
guy.
Her for 2,000 years.
That's true. He's such a... I love Rory.
Yeah.
He's such an old romantic. Oh.
Very old romantic. Literally
old romantic. You don't have any idea what we're talking about, Cal.
No.
It's Doctor Who. The companion is leaving.
Fascinating.
Scottish girl. Lovely. Brilliant.
Fascinating.
Great actress. Oh, actually looks quite similar to...
The great
steer
Dundee.
Quite pondy. I'm going to respond.
Pondy only a word you can use to people who know Doctor Who. Otherwise, it's very insulting. You
look
like
pondy. Oh,
yeah.
Pond life.
I've been called that.
What you've been called?
Pond life.
Since I gained this pond nickname, they've been turning into all kinds of things. Like pond life.
Was it
pond
said,
water.
Was it said in the style of Blurn?
Sorry?
Pond life.
No.
So how does pond... I mean, pond life, yeah. But pond water? That doesn't even make sense.
Ponds have water.
That.
Why you would call you that? I don't know.
I've been called Duck Pond as well.
No, that makes no sense.
But how do you know it's a duck pond and it's
no
ducks?
Oh, unless you're saying duck pond and somebody's thrown something at you.
A pond.
Were you
that makes sense.
Were you
because
were then you wearing
an
duck?
Iron flew into my
yeah,
head.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, now I know.
Yeah,
well,
now
you
know. That's duck pond.
Are you wearing one of your many duck-based costumes? One of your fan of those or anything?
One of the four, yeah.
who is the new girl? Hold on, I've got the
name. Jenna Louise Coleman.
Oh, I don't need Google, we've got Olga. We don't need Google.
Yeah, she was on Emmerdale for several years, which is not a...
Joseph Gilgan of Misfits was on Emmerdale.
True, very true, and he's brilliant.
He's brilliant.
He's absolutely brilliant.
He's absolutely
the best people go.
I've never actually...
I met him this summer.
Anything.
You met him? You met Joseph Gilgan?
Yeah, he's very flirty. He was very, very flirty.
I actually like that.
You mentioned this before, actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you have a Gilgan story time?
Do I have a Gilgan story time?
We had Whedon story time last week with David.
Mm-hmm.
That's some Gilgan
story
time.
Which I know far too much with John.
Yeah, I mean, I met him this summer at Latitude Festival. They were doing a Misfits Q&A. And Iwan Rayon and Alicia Thomas and Lauren Sokka were all there. And Nathan Stewart Jarrett. And then this was sort of... Joe's introduction to the Misfits fandom,
right.
And I met him afterwards, and he just kind of stood there, you know, chilling. So I walked up to him and I said, "Hi, I was just gonna say, you know, I'm really excited about you joining Misfits." He was like, "Oh, that's a first. You know, you don't really hear that
oh, right.
when you're replacing
Nathan."
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. And then I introduced myself and I said, nice to meet you. And when I shook his hand, he kind of pulled me a little bit closer
right.
and went, nice to meet you too.
I have so much more admiration for that
yeah.
man now. That's
uh-huh.
amazing.
And then I kind of rolled with it, so
I was like, you really offended, man.
He said, you know, are you enjoying the festival? And I said, I am enjoying it. But, you know, it could always be better.
Oh, wow. You should have said I am now. That, is that too much? Is that too forward?
No, not with him.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That's a great story.
Yeah, he was great.
Oh, wow.
So many ways.
So many ways. He's a great addition to Misfits.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He really filled that void.
He was definitely my favourite this season.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I mean, you wanted him in more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
both of his halves.
Both of his halves. Both halves.
Yeah.
Carol's got literally no idea what we're talking about.
Carol doesn't like entertainment or fun.
Yeah.
Carol's got miserable. So.
We established that in week one. No. Misfits is basically the first two seasons had a main kind of character who left the show at the end of season two.
Robert Sheehan.
Yeah.
Not so kind, just a kind of character.
Yeah. You just completely threw me off track. I don't know. Anyway, Misfits is great. I think we're probably going to talk about that at some point once Carol watches it. I made him watch the trailer.
The
amount of noises he made was. Oh, God.
Why
are you
doing watching the trailer?
No. Like, why are you slowly receding from my eyeline? What's happening?
I don't even remember it.
Well, it's a great show. It's about superheroes and stuff. Superpowers.
Yeah,
it's about superpowers.
Adam got killed in EastEnders.
See the silence that followed that there?
Do you watch EastEnders?
I do watch EastEnders. Do you?
Do I look like I watch EastEnders?
No.
Okay, let's just. Don't mock someone for mentioning EastEnders and then turn around and go, that's what they're watching.
Exactly, Chris. You watch Hobby City as well, so.
I don't watch Hobby City.
River City, whatever.
River City, yeah, River City.
Yeah,
really
oh dear God.
So Muppets.
Yes,
yeah.
Muppets.
Pretty
that's
good.
Where we started, actually. That's where we started the Muppets. I've not seen it.
I've seen it three times.
Wow, I'm going to take my wee brother's. Now, I keep saying this, and he made me feel really guilty last week. Because I said, we're going to see Muppets next week. Oh, I'll try and see it. And he said, I don't. Chris, you said this last week. You said this last week that we were going to see it this week and we hadn't seen it.
Chris,
you
keep telling him a lot about different films.
I say, I'm
going to
see a film.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah, one of those horrible people.
As a good older sibling, I feel ashamed for you.
But we watch a lot of TV together. So that's
healthy.
I
watch a lot of TV when he happens to be in the room.
I made him watch The Walking Dead. I probably ruined his childhood.
How old is your?
He's 14.
Oh, he's 14.
He's
14.
Ah, that's fine.
Yeah, mine's 13, and his favorite directors are like the Coen brothers, and he loves No Country for Old Men.
It's really interesting. That's Ross, my little brother. His fate is the contrast of his at least his top three favorite films.
that's gonna be good. One.
Iron Man 2.
Two.
Super 8 and The King's Speech. Now,
the latter two, although King's Speech is a bit overrated, but yeah.
The King's Speech is his favourite film, and he's like quite young.
Wow.
And his favourite TV programme is Man vs. Food.
No, he had a phase where he watched Man vs. Food, but he got off
which
that.
Which is amazing.
He's
the best programme ever.
He's now he's now into The Walking Dead. And Psych, which is great. And
mm-hmm.
Chuck, which finished.
Yeah, my brother watches Chuck as well. But his favourite films are Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead, and No Country for Old Men.
Well, what happened to Scott Pilgrim?
Oh, it's fourth.
Oh, okay, that's okay.
Is World's End probably just going to knock them out?
Probably, yeah.
Last year I just said the Blood Nation trilogy is his favourite film, probably.
I've not seen Hot Fuzz in a while, actually. I've watched
it. I've seen that film about five times.
Yeah. I'm really glad you added the In a Wild part.
I've got a DVD. I can't remember if I loved it the first time I saw it, but I just don't, you know, I don't know, I can't remember it that much, so probably did, I don't know. I was very freaked out by some of the, you know, the blood and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, we've established in the fact that I'm...
Chris is a wimp.
Yeah, I'll whatever.
Oh, okay.
But I'm getting better because, you know,
I
Walking Dead is
that,
really
yeah.
boring.
No, I'm sorry.
Get out. No, I'm just
He's
kidding.
An Italian lover today, so.
What?
Because I'm wearing a V-neck.
Because I'm wearing a V-neck.
Yeah.
It's actually not a V-neck, it's just really stretched.
I've just lost a lot of weight around the neck.
It's really old.
It's really old.
This isn't stale, this is just laziness. I don't buy new clothes.
yeah. No, I'm getting better with blood and stuff. That, walking, I mean, the walk. Are you,
Practice.
Do you watch the walk? Do you watch the walk?
That's
yeah?
right, okay.
I watched the first series, yeah, but I haven't continued.
I would definitely.
Second season
looked
better.
We've actually, that's the third time in three podcasts we've talked about The Walking Dead.
Yeah,
it's amazing. I don't want to get into it too much again, but it's generally the best show on TV. It's really good.
Yeah.
Andrew Lincoln is phenomenal.
Comedian is on TV, so.
Well,
debatable.
The best drama.
My best show on TV was cancelled about 2 months ago.
Yeah. Ten
of cried.
Was
fucking ten and over? Fuck off.
What was it?
Right.
Road to Death. It's written by Jonathan
oh.
Ames, starring Ted Danson, Jason Schwartzman, and Zach Galifianakis. This wonderful show about a writer who's struggling with his second novel, so he decides to become a private detective on what's that website called?
Craigslist.
That's the one. Yeah. It's a superb show, and it was cancelled after three seasons. Mm.
Was it Ted you said Ted
Danson?
Ted Danson,
yeah.
I like Zach Galifianakis. See, I don't like Sky Atlantic though, so I wouldn't watch it. Mm. Did you watch it?
Mm-hmm. At the very end, Chris, I don't know if you when you get around to watching it, given your
channel.
Oh
yeah, I've got a lot of TV.
Chris does a thing, he doesn't watch TV shows, he watches TV pilots.
Yeah.
And then thinks, oh, that's really good, and then never watches another episode of the series.
It's more, I think there's too much I want to watch, and then I start one and I go, oh, but there's something else, and then, but I want to watch the rest of that, and then it's like, I get
and then you just start to be watching things that you've already seen.
Which,
so
I'm watching Firefly at the moment, which is blowing my mind.
It's a fantastic show.
It's amazing, it's just so good.
Cancelled as well.
Yes.
Yeah, Nathan Fillion.
Cancelled
and
fucked around so
stuff.
Yeah, Morena Baccarin, who
yes.
plays Inara Serac, is a beautiful woman.
Yes.
She's in Homeland.
She is.
I'm in love with her.
Callie, that's the only TV show you're watching, Homeland.
Yeah, I've watched.
I'm trying to bring it
into
the TV chat,
Callie. Yeah, but I don't like Homeland, to be honest, that much.
Juicy,
oh.
as Kaylee, as well.
It's not my fault, I just...
It's just all of the adorable.
I just know what's going to happen, that's all.
You know what's going to happen in
yeah.
Homeland.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't ruin things for me, because
yeah.
I'm
even if you know what's going to happen, you can still watch how
yeah.
they're going to make it happen.
If
knowing what's going to happen makes watching it any less enjoyable, then the film is not good.
Well,
the TV show is not good.
Oh yeah, okay. So
he doesn't literally know what's going on. He's not like being a spoiler. He just thinks.
Yeah,
he
can predict
happen.
It. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
wait,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That happens a lot when
I can predict. I think from a history of just watching TV and films
yeah.
for so long, you can sort of figure out the formula
yeah,
fairly
yeah.
quickly.
Like I watched Cephas the other week we talked about this, and I got to like. The first
is that the one with Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
My least favourite man in Hollywood. He's disgusting.
There was the twist that one of the people in the CIA was working with the bad guys. Twist.
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh.
Which is obviously going to happen from the trailer.
Obviously. Well, yeah, because he says, oh, the... You know, you shouldn't trust your team so much. There's
mm-hmm.
a traitor in your
yeah.
midst kind of line.
Yeah. Like, literally from the... Second time the guy was on screen, I was just like, that's him.
It's
definitely
him.
Well,
that's just the quality of the kind of films that Ryan Reynolds makes. Or is it?
Oh,
in
the Green Lantern. I'm joking, I've not seen the Green Lantern. I'm joking. If Luke's could kill...
Did you ever see Two Guys in the Ghetto? The old sitcom he was on?
No.
Which Nathan Fillion was also on, actually.
Oh,
bring it back to Firefly. It's the first thing I've seen Nathan Fillion. It's actually really good.
Huh.
What?
I can't stand his face.
Ryan,
eyes are too close together. He looks untrustworthy.
Wow! You've got so much strong feeling against Ryan Reynolds.
I really do. Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is better in comedy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's actually genuinely quite funny. But when he tries to do the...
I'm not
Obed was quite good.
Braid was terrible.
It was, I just hated that film.
It was terrible. It was terrible. It's such a great concept because so many people are afraid of that to death. And here they had that, oh, a snake entered the coffin. Yeah. Really? Really?
It has the potential to be like a good sort of psychological film, but it's absolutely fucked. And you know, and you know the ending is so obvious when they're digging him out that it's not that place, that's obvious as well. But there's a lot of things that are really bad in this film. Spoiler?
You should probably put a spoiler alert on this. Anyone who hasn't seen Buried.
Spoilers.
No, I'm sorry, anybody who hasn't seen Buried.
Don't go and see it.
They just went for cheap tricks instead of like psychological trauma. Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying it was my favorite film, but it was interesting.
We all know your favorite film was Jurassic Park.
What was good about this?
I mean,
film?
Like, obviously the concept was pretty interesting. It was interesting, just you know, from a film to watch it in this one location, literally just not moving from that box. The whole film was just interesting to see how.
If you like one set films, watch Carnage, which is actually a superb film, and it is all set in the same apartment.
Have you seen
that?
It is absolutely hilarious. Like you will die, laughing. Yeah. Kate Winslet actually vomits on cue. Like
that's
how good of an actress
now?
She is.
I know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Trust
me.
You can vomit on cue.
Just think of Ryan Reynolds.
He's gonna kick him. I can't think of any film I've seen Ryan Reynolds in.
I can't either, to be honest.
Apart from Buried.
But I'm sure
he was in Smoking Aces.
No.
Yeah, so he was.
Yeah, which is just.
Is there a thing maybe you can love one Ryan and hate the other?
Yeah, there's more people in the world called Ryan.
I am, of course, not Ryan. I was going
there.
There is just
the bad Ryan, which is Ryan Reynolds, and the superb Ryan, which is Ryan Gosling.
That's where I was going. I was trying to do a little kind of cool thing that failed.
Yes.
So
your things have been cool often fail.
The idea was really good.
Ryan Gosling is super cool. Now, have you seen Crazy Stupid Love Over?
Yes, which is very disappointing.
Thank you very much. And it's a weak romantic comedy.
The thing is, all the characters are great. They're interesting. The characters, the actors are good, but somewhere along the way, they completely lost any sort of structure. So the story with Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone wasn't developed at all. And then the story with Julianne Moore and Steve Carell was just so... It felt very... I don't know, like last minute put together kind of thing. It wasn't a very tight film, and I think they lost a lot of their potential because they had such a good cast on it.
I don't know, I just hope that it's going to be more of a drama than a romantic comedy.
I felt like I couldn't decide what it wanted to be either. It kept switching between the two genres.
I just identified that a lot of the posters were advertising it as this is stupid.
Yeah.
I really thought it's gonna be a drama. And in the trailer, there's this scene with him like jumping out of the car, and it's actually, I don't think it's a funny scene. It's like quite a good drama scene, but it didn't go with it at all.
I just love Steve Carell. Steve Carell and Ryan Gosling in a film was literally like.
I like the scenes with them, even though Ryan Gosling obviously played a massive douchebag.
That's true.
But a good looking douchebag. So.
Yeah,
I love
fame! And he changes by the end, so yeah.
Exactly.
I love that,
so,
yeah.
So
a
woman changes him.
Yeah,
I do like Ryan Gosling. I'm going through the Gosling back catalogue.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen Half Nelson.
You've seen Lars and the Real Girl?
Not yet, no.
Probably my favourite performance of his. And Patricia Clarkson is in it, who is. I don't know how old she is, but she's smoking. She's smoking hot. She's in so many things. Have you seen Easy A?
I have.
She plays the mum.
I love Easy A.
She plays the mum in that.
I love Emma Stone so much.
I've seen that film about 8 times. Yeah.
Do you like Emma Stone? Carl?
What film is that?
She's in the Crazy Stupid Love. Right here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's cute.
I'm
very talented.
That's not...
That's Patricia Clarkson.
Yeah.
Smoking.
I've just been showing a picture of Patricia Clarkson. Yeah, she's
wait.
Nice.
What did Emma Stone play in recently?
Emma Stone, she's
The Help.
Oh yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, she's good in that.
Oh,
of course. That was a great film. She is Tammy One on Parks and Rec.
Yes.
Anyone watch Parks and Rec?
Is she like in that a lot?
What, Patricia Clarkson, not Emma Stone.
Okay, yeah. Well, I get mixed up there. I like yours.
Patricia Clarkson is in, is it two episodes, I think?
Yes.
Yeah. She, yeah. She's
and great. Aubrey Plaza's in the whole thing.
You're a fan of Aubrey Plaza?
I don't know who
that is. Aubrey Plaza is an absolute hero of mine.
Yeah, she's incredible.
Is that the main character?
No.
No.
Okay.
Rob that's Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
Plays the main character.
She's also amazing.
Rob Lowe's that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Seen it a lot?
Later on. Yeah, yeah.
I like Rob Lowe. A lot.
Mm-hmm. And Adam Scott?
Probably too much.
Yeah. have you seen Scott Pilgrim?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Aubrey Plaza's in that.
She plays the girl that keeps insulting Scott.
Right.
And she gets this censored bar over her mouth whenever she swears.
Julie Powers has issues.
I've only seen it once.
So?
I can't remember it that much. I can't think of who that is. This whole visual medium thing isn't really working on the podcast.
This is
imagine a picture of Aubrey.
This is intended for the end. This is just so that you can figure out who you know who it is.
Imagine a picture with a sweaty forehead. That's what we're seeing.
Okay. Yeah, she's
nice.
She's cool. I don't know. I've not seen Parks and Rec.
You should
that know. Much.
To watch Community.
I do, I've seen the first season of Community.
Oh,
dear. So it's coming back, in
see
the UK.
Behind. So behind.
It's coming back in the UK on the 10th of April, Community. It's coming back.
Oh, you watch it on TV?
Yeah. That's another thing. Ross and I watch.
What's your problem?
That's the
name. okay, I'm going to go now.
But I'm glad you finally discovered Arrested Development.
Yes.
Ah, that's... Oh.
That show is super.
It's about damn thing.
I'm addicted to that, actually. That's.
I'm pretty sure that's actually on the list that I gave you a while ago.
Jason Bateman. It's amazing.
Have you seen Horrible Bosses? He's in that.
I've not got to leave
you
in house. I've got to leave you in house. Horrible Bosses,
Karen. I didn't like that much, that film.
I thought the ending was very,
okay.
very quick, but
mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to say anything about the ending. but Charlie Day is in it from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and he's one of my favourite comedians. He is like this tiny little guy who is constantly just neurotic. I love him. He's super.
I'm going to go, man, I love all of your asses.
I'm going to watch that this weekend then, I think.
I think you'll probably like it.
Yeah
you'll
it's Matty,
like
film,
it.
I think.
No, it's funny. It's funny. It's a funny comedy.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I like Kevin Spacey. Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Briefly, but yes.
Oh,
I like Colin Farrell. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to watch that.
Written by Sam Weir of Freaking Geeks.
Yep.
I want to see, what's that film? 21 Jump Street. That's the kind of film that I'm really looking forward to watching. And it all goes quite silent. Okay. So, anybody apart from me that wants to see 21 Jump Street? Just me? What? This is. Don't whistle!
Can we have tumbleweed effects?
Do you want to help? Do you like Jonah Hill?
I like him now and then.
Well.
I mean, most of the time. Yeah,
okay.
I like Jonah Hill most of the time. Have you seen Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
I've not honestly. I don't like Russell Brand. I'm sorry, I
you,
but that's okay, because you watch Emmerdale and River Cities. No,
Emmerdale
and EastEnders even. So
no, Emmerdale, River City and EastEnders.
You will watch Emmerdale as well?
I've not watched River City in ages, because I watch...
You watch River City and you're only just watching Firefly? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Okay. I love Russell Brand. He's very, very intelligent. He's just
I'm just not... He's just... Him and Noel Fielding, I'm just not big fans of.
You don't like Noel Fielding either?
Not. I don't mean I don't like him as a person. I don't find his humour that funny. There's some things I'll think, oh, that's kind of funny.
I like surrealist humour, so it's really... It's very much my thing.
Okay.
I like surrealist humour, and I like, obscene, kind of scandalous humour, and that's what Russell Brand kind of embodies, so...
The two of them are possibly the best team ever on like Frank Quiz of the
Year.
Those two are David Mitchell and Richard Ayoade.
Oh,
that's a fantastic team.
Fantastic, yep.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. Don't get me started on Richard
Ayoade. You really like Richard Ayoade?
I would have his children.
Right
now.
Are you looking forward to Neighbourhood Watch then?
Neighbourhood Watch?
Which is, I'm trying to think, I say this in the right order, Vince Vaughn, Ben Stiller, Jonah Hill and Richard Ayoade.
Sounds terrible.
Literally getting better as the list goes on.
Yeah, that's always terrible.
Yeah, that's really strange.
Yeah.
I only really like Ben Stiller in Royal Tenenbaums.
Full stop.
Zoolander's
good. Zoolander's good.
Trouble
and
Thunder.
Yes.
Mm. Mm. Great film.
Yep.
Why do you not like Ben Stiller?
He's funny, don't you? He's a good actor.
He produced Submarine, though.
Yes.
Mm.
So and that was nice of him.
And,
well done. Steven Spielberg produced some good stuff as well.
Greenberg.
I haven't seen that. What was that like?
The film Greenberg's a great film. It's a great film. I mean, I absolutely loved it. It was one of those films that I just... You watch and you think, I love that film so much. Like, you just want to watch it again, right? After you want to spend a little bit more time with the cat. It's really funny. It's that great blend of kind of...
But see, you've started off this podcast by telling us you watch Emmerdale and EastEnders. I can trust you.
I don't... What I mean by I don't go, oh, Emmerdale was on. I mean, if I'm sitting, having dinner with mom and dad and my brother, you know, I'm not going to control the box.
Okay, I have a question for you, though.
They can
do
control.
You know the storyline of the last...
Of
the latest season
of any
of these.
I don't know.
I mean, no, it's not even a season. It's like, they never
stop.
They've stopped.
Oh, they're soaps, of
course.
Yeah,
so they don't, they literally don't stop. So, I mean, I watched the first step, I was sitting having tea with my parents.
Well, could you tell me at least one of the plot?
Well, whether one of the characters was killed last night.
Why, what?
Do you watch it too?
Well, he's addicted to it. He likes it more than I do.
Don't fucking point at me like that. I like it, but I don't need to make up excuses that I watch it during eating.
No, I like
that with my family.
I watch it.
We should get into things that are actually good.
Well,
yes.
We'll move into Wes Anderson. We'll move into Wes Anderson. That didn't sound good.
from EastEnders.
Yeah, you move into.
Now, I guess part of the one of the reasons we started the podcast was to educate me. In film. Not that I don't feel what school.
No, you have no education. in terms of
films.
He's just a no man.
In general, because I've not seen a lot of
film.
No, a lot of like.
By that you mean you've not seen most films.
You know the kind of film you say somebody brings it up. I've not seen that. You go, you've not seen that. And traffic stops.
You haven't seen any of those.
Yes,
films. I know.
Yeah. Literally,
I discovered this from the very first day we started filming back in May.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
So many moments when Matt and I just went.
That is your fucking theme.
I've now seen The Godfather trilogy, The Shawshank Redemption.
You've now seen Citizen Kane.
I've now seen Citizen Kane, which.
So you have.
It's okay.
But you have to have seen it.
Oh yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
Okay.
But Wes Anderson films, I hadn't seen any until like The Life Aquatic, which was like last.
I don't know.
It started with The Life Aquatic.
He made me watch. Can't remember.
Oh well, it's a superb film,
but it was a bit like. I watched, for the podcast, I watched Bottle Rocket.
Okay.
Last night.
Yeah, his very first film. Very different from the rest, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see from Life Aquatic, you can kind of see, you know, the little sort of trademark Wes Anderson type things.
He's a very stylistic director.
I must admit, it really took a long time for me to warm into the film. Like,
Bottle
I started
Rocket.
To fall asleep a little bit, just because I was tired, not because the film was bad. And I was like, I don't know where this is going. And I went and thought, no, I'll give it a chance. And then the heist scene in near the end of Bottle Rocket was genuinely one of the funniest scenes. I mean, I couldn't stop laughing. And by this point, I'd moved in to my bedroom and was watching it later. My wee brother was sleeping. But what I'm saying is, like, I hadn't laughed that much when I was in the lounge watching it. And then I took it to bed. I took the film to bed, really.
Wes Anderson to bed. You wish.
Yeah.
You wish.
And I was laughing so much. But I really enjoyed, I mean, it actually made me want to watch, because the thing I had with Wes Anderson was, it's not, I think his type of comedy's got to kind of pay attention a little bit more. Maybe. I don't get extra, it's not a broad.
Says the guy who wants to go see 21 Jump Street and be instantly satisfied by cheap jokes and mediocre... plot lines.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing. That's a positive. You need to kind of sit up and pay attention and get the humour.
That's what I really love about Wes Anderson. He doesn't try to compensate for any. He doesn't try to cater to any sort of audience by you know, reducing the level of his sort of stylistic vision.
He doesn't try and appeal to the lowest common denominator, as it were.
Exactly. He doesn't. I don't think he tries to do that, and I like that. So.
Cal, you don't like fun.
Cal, you made a very funny noise there. What's your thoughts on Wes
Anderson? I don't know, I'm not sure. I really, really like Life Aquatic. I don't think I like The Dashing Limited. I think it's quite poor.
Have you seen any of the other ones?
I've seen this, Royal Tenenbaums, and Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Okay.
Yes, I think that The Dowsing Limited is quite a poor film in terms of like philosophy and sort of the approach to India in general. It's about sort of, and I'm not sure if it's on purpose, but it's like a bit ignorant. And this whole thing about going to find yourself, and then they sort of they find themselves in a weird situation. No, I don't like it that much. I don't want to spoil it for Chris, but
I love that film. I actually rewatched it recently because the first time I saw it, I didn't like it either, which was very strange to me because I've seen all of Wes's films so many times. But I didn't like it the first time I watched it, and then I rewatched it and realised how many little things there are that are just, I don't even know how to describe it. They're just,
so you
just great.
A new
yeah.
for the film,
I think the relationship between the brothers is so interesting because some parts of it are so relatable and yet they're in this very, very strange situation. And I think the fact that it might seem a bit ignorant towards their approach in portraying India is that it's not really about India.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the brothers.
That's the thing I got from at least Bottle Rocket and even Life Aquatic was the story kind of comes second. It's about
the
relationships, which
like
I kind
that,
of,
yeah.
once I kind of got into the, right, this is what the kind of film is, I thought, right, I can stop trying to think what's happening and try to plot, think about the narrative and just kind of get immersed in this, you know, this kind of the characters that were kind of, you know, and just, you know, these weird kind of characters and what it's described as quirky. That's been, whenever you read quirky, offbeat, I think the character, Owen Wilson in Bottle Rocket was great. And I'm a big
I think you're
going to
really like the Royal Tenenbaums because he plays a completely different character.
I really like Owen Wilson. I mean, he's got the best nose in the world.
He has the second best nose in the world.
Are you talking about Adrian Brody's?
I am.
Adrian Brody's is kind of big, but Owen Wilson's is more defined.
Owen Wilson's nose is like a potato.
Yeah.
A wonderful
everybody
potato.
Loves him.
A wonderful
yes.
potato.
Everybody
but Adrian Brody's has so much character. Like, it's been broken twice. It has so much character.
Oh,
that nose.
He has a marvellous nose.
Yeah.
But no, it was great in that because I've never seen Owen Wilson play that kind of character. And what I loved about the film actually was Owen Wilson wrote it. What? With his answer,
yeah.
of course, but
yeah. they went to university together.
That's
they,
cool.
They shared a dorm.
I never like thought of that makes sense terrible. I never thought of Owen Wilson as like a writer. I always think of him as like, you know, a really funny actor.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he wrote films. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And he wrote the Rolling Tenenbaums as well. Am I right? It's here. He's credited as writer.
I don't remember actually. This is terrible of me.
I looked up last night, he wrote it with Wes Anderson.
Also wasn't there's a third writer. You've just passed it.
Okay, I've passed it. I'm not
this is Chris on IMDb.
Yes.
The commentary of Chris
on IMDb.
We really have this whole audio medium down.
Just
the two
of them.
So Owen Wilson and Wes Anderson. It was great. I mean, yeah. So watching Ball Rocket, I think that's probably a good introduction to Wes Anderson. Definitely.
You should just go chronologically now because the development is, especially the jump from Ball Rocket to Rushmore and then from Rushmore to the Royal Tenenbaums.
I think part of the reason I was not put off Wes Anderson, that's not the right phrase, but way was because. Every time somebody, especially being a film student, and every time he's always talking about, oh, Wes Anderson, he's amazing, he's great, and
he's an auteur.
Yeah, he's an auteur, and I'm thinking, and people, oh, you're going to love him. I'm thinking, I kind of don't like to be told that I'm going to love something, or you should love, you know what I mean?
But you see, I really don't agree with this whole, you're going to love him, because Wes Anderson is one of those actors who really isn't for everybody. He does,
yeah.
you know, he...
Yeah,
really
I can't
isn't.
Decide if I love him or hate him. So
I mean, I was kind of like, I mean, I think now that I know what his films are going to be, I might enjoy them more. But I think it's just like, you know, it's that like, I mean, it's a weird thing because you know when you have a director, you like Christopher Nolan, for example, you can't wait for his next film and you think I'm going to love it. You know, you go in with these high expectations.
Yeah.
But it's a different kind of expectation to when somebody else tells you. Mm-hmm. Like, it's almost as like...
You almost feel like you should love it.
Yeah.
Like you're watching and you're thinking,
and you
I should be loving this.
And I hate myself when I don't love it.
Yeah.
Like, with Life Aquatic, I'm thinking...
Yeah, did you like Life Aquatic?
I love Bill Murray. I watch Bill Murray. You know, I watch Bill Murray in anything.
Also Jeff Goldblum.
And Jeff,
so
Jeff Goldblum
was
great. He was in it, like, not that much.
No.
Well, not as much as I liked. Because he's...
Oh, what's the guy who played Klaus...
William Dafoe.
Yeah, he's
brilliant.
Yeah,
and Kate
Blanchett
as well.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, but
Bill Murray is.
It was kind of similar to Bottle Rocket in terms of, like, you know, I think we could. When I'm expecting to say it's comedy, I'm thinking, like, it's going to be like a kind of laugh out loud thing, but that's not the type of comedy Wes Anderson films are.
No.
You know what I mean? They are more. They're kind of a slow burn.
Although I'd argue that Rushmore has Laugh Out Loud moments, and Fantastic
Mr.
Fox.
Yeah. Well, Bottle Rocket, I mean, I generally, I can't think of a funnier, like, just scene. That whole set, the whole heist scene at the end was just so, I mean, it was just so funny. I mean, I want to go and watch it again, just because of that scene. It was so funny. It was just a complete disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, just watch it just for that scene.
Yeah.
And it was when I got to that point, I thought, right, okay, that's it. Kind of makes the film pay off a little bit, because you've got kind of you've got this character, kind of weird sort of. They just go to a motel and he starts to fall in love with this housekeeper. And I'm thinking, I don't know what's going on here, man. But no, I really.
What's
going
to happen?
What's going
to
happen?
Where's this going, man?
Just like googling reviews. I do a thing where I watch a film and I go on Empire and read the review. Of
Empire.
That's not the first time that happened.
Listen, there will just be a scuffle. There will be fight.
Empire.
Don't. I love Empire.
Fuck Empire, man.
Oh, I would defend Empire to the death.
Okay. Good for you.
Bring it.
I'm glad that you've got such great priorities figured out in your life, and
okay, maybe not to the death, but at least until I was out of breath.
Well, that's quite the difference. Cause
can I be asthma? I've got asthma, so that could be very
exciting. No, I would defeat you, really, because I don't have asthma.
So, you've not got asthma, you've got asthma.
I've asthma.
It's the more upper class.
that's how we say it in Greenock.
Yeah, sure, they've got asthma. My mum's a fan, I'm going to take me to the doctors.
Greenock.
Wow. I don't know where that came from, asthma. Yeah, so my point
so
was...
So I probably win.
Yeah, if you do...
No, you do not go to Empire for your film reviews.
Where else am I going? Sight and Sound.
Anywhere?
Peter Travers? Rolling Stones?
Well, no, I don't just read
Ebert.
Mark Kermode.
Mark Kermode is a wonderful, wonderful man.
I love his reviews, but I'm saying I just like Empire. It's easy to Google. I do a Google on Empire and...
Sorry.
My heart just... the lights just went on and off. Just in case you want to know that. Empire was... I love Empire.
I'm patting the podcast audience.
Oh, that's great.
You're all getting a pat right now.
That's lovely. Yeah. Oh.
In case it's anywhere near as nervous as Chris.
What? Oh, in case you get fright. Why do you get fright?
Well, because of the light.
Yeah, but they wouldn't see the light going on and off.
Yeah, I know, Chris.
Unless, when they listen to it, the light's
totally
going off.
Totally ruined his joke.
Okay. Sorry.
Thank you.
Let's start. We'll edit it. No.
No.
What was I saying? Empire.
I don't know.
Empire. The Empire event. The Empire by Screen event was great.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
It was. It was great.
No, that was. I'm sure it was. That was a bitter. I'm sure it was. Because didn't you see David Tennant?
Yeah, he sat just next to us.
Well,
actually. So.
Yeah. There's nothing.
Could you smell him?
No. But technically, I can see
him.
He
leaned in close.
Mark Gatiss. Is it Mark Gatiss? Is that how you say it? Mark Gatiss.
Yes.
He was there.
Cherish it for life.
He's wonderful.
He did a Q&A.
He's
Guy
wonderful.
Ritchie. So, yeah, it was awesome.
He's occasionally wonderful.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I need a new word, actually. I say awesome far too much.
Are you going to look up a... Are you going to go to the source website?
Synonyms
for awesome.
Oh, no, what's good? Yeah.
Brilliant. Spectacular.
That's
fantabulous.
Yeah, we've got a reader. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Patrick, reader, if you're in there.
that was harsh, man. that was just harsh. Glorious. I use that a lot. That's what. That's pretty good.
Do you lose that?
Divine.
I've never heard you say glorious.
I only say it.
I have. There are a few people in the world I would call divine. Amongst them, half of the cast of the Avengers.
Yes.
Oh, moving on to the next topic.
That
look at
nice.
That.
I like
that.
Did you see the podcast notes?
No, I'm not wearing my glasses.
But you literally read my mind. I was literally just going to go that. So Avengers.
I really.
Avengers, Doctor Who.
High five.
I've been there, excuse me.
We really aren't capturing the audio medium very
no.
well.
So,
Dark Knight,
I have a theory about the Avengers.
Cinema.
Okay.
Shh. Sorry.
So, just been reading it and writing it. So clearly he's going to kill off someone we love.
Oh.
Clearly he's going to kill off someone we love.
What?
It's not going to be one of the main Avengers, though. I think he's going to kill off Pepper. I think Pepper,
I think that's a definite possibility.
I don't think Pepper Potts will survive the Avengers.
I don't know who that
because
is.
Because well suffer. Done, Chris.
Yes.
I don't.
Well done.
You won up with me.
Thank you.
Would have put his character in Iron Man.
Yeah, because like, I mean, maybe Natasha or Hawkeye, because we know them least of the Avengers, and it'd be one of those. Oh, one of our own team.
I don't think
it's
gonna be Hawkeye.
Yeah, no, like knowing Joss is kind of. Fandom of the comics, I don't think it's him. But Pepper, and because of Pepper, we have a reason for Tony Stark to be in the Avengers. If at some point, halfway through the film, like Tony Stark just buggered off and then Loki kills Pepper.
I want Loki to personally kill Pepper.
Yes.
This is slowly becoming a fantasy.
Like, I imagine, you know, in the trailer, you have the show, in the trailer, you've got the sort of showdown between them two.
Yes.
I imagine something that happens and then.
And also, Tony's drinking, so.
Yes. And then Loki just thinks, yeah, I'm going to kill Pepper. I think, because it gives Tony Stark, who has no reason to team up with these people at all, a reason to actually be in the Avengers and fight Loki.
You're right.
I thought she was not being in the trailers. Hell, I didn't even know she was in the film.
No, to be fair, I don't actually know whether or not she is actually in the film or not. I just think.
I think that'd be
in terms of the story of the whole thing, I think.
I'm
I have a feeling
it.
That Pepper's going to die.
I'm really looking forward to the Avengers, actually.
Oh, on a scale of 1 to 10 of how much I look forward to things on a daily basis and how much I think about something on a daily basis, this is like a 17.
Yes.
What about the Dark Knight? We'll come back to the Avengers, but what's that on your scale?
Well, that's further away.
Yeah.
That's further away, so I'm going to...
Oh,
well,
sure,
yeah, it's
Avengers.
Not until the summer.
The Avengers
is the end of April, so...
Oh, it's a month?
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
So
and
right now,
yeah.
That's all I can think
and
about.
And Captain News comes out before then.
Indeed.
Just
another
Joss
Whedon film.
Yes, Joss Whedon's going to be competing with his biggest competition ever, Joss Whedon.
Yep.
Do you guys read the comic books, the Avengers comics?
I've read some in the past. Yes.
Feel quite guilty about, you know, like I'm looking forward to the Avengers and, you know, all the comic book films, but. I almost don't feel like a true fan because I'm not a comic book reader.
That's
bullshit.
But this, there's the comic book fans are so passionate. They're like, oh, I love those. And then they'll start, you know, they'll love them.
Yeah.
Like, they'll have a better love for it than me. And I'm like, just let me in.
If you love it a lot, you love it a lot. And
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
If someone makes a comic book film the only comic book you can love, they've not done a good job.
Yeah.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, I just not around reading them.
Maybe like Watchmen.
Yes.
Somewhere along those lines. Yeah.
Yes. We spoke of this last week. Actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
But yes.
Yeah. Just
you can look forward to the Avengers. There's.
Fun.
I'm really
like,
looking forward.
I was sort of like when I first heard about it, I was sort of like, oh, that could be interesting, but could also fail miserably because they have all this stuff to sort of put together in one movie.
Mm.
And then at some point I heard that Joss Whedon was writing and directing it, and I was like, okay, well, no, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I was reading an interview with Tom Hiddleston, as I do, about five times a day. shamelessly in love with him. And he was saying that the best thing about the Avengers was the fact that obviously Joss Whedon is the man when it comes to teamwork,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to an ensemble cast,
yeah.
and when it comes to actually giving each character their worth. Rather than kind of prioritizing
mm-hmm.
one over the other,
yeah.
So I think that's what makes
mm-hmm.
it very promising.
Yeah, because if you look at like all of his shows are ensemble shows.
Yeah.
And then Serenity as well, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sure, that was an ensemble.
So have you seen Buffy at all?
I've not. David's given me season one of Buffy to watch. I've seen the first episode. I've seen two episodes of Buffy actually. Hey, I'm really... No, but what I'm...
Yeah, he's seen the pilot and he's seen the body, is what you've seen.
They show the body in class. It's one of those ones, isn't it? I had recollections of watching Buffy when I was younger, but, you know, not like... I just didn't find... I just didn't, you know, really know that much about it.
Some of my clearest memories of childhood are watching the first episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. The first time I was
one
like,
of
I
my
remember
clearest memories is watching Hush.
Yes.
I couldn't sleep for weeks.
Yes.
It is one of... It's still one of the best episodes of any show I have ever seen.
It's fantastic.
Mine is watching EastEnders.
And still terrifying.
One of my earliest memories was going to see Aladdin when I was
Aladdin
doing
what?
The film.
Sharing.
Oh, that's funny. And no, but... And then the lights... the lights went down and I ran out of the cinema. The lights went down and I ran out of the cinema.
What, before the film?
Before the film.
Why?
Because I was clearly scared of the dark.
Was that last
year?
Was
that the first film? No, it must have been about, what, 18? And then went back a second time to see Casper. And then I got to the bit where there's the sink scene.
This is a bit of a scary
film. And I ran out.
Oh my god.
That is adorable.
You were scared by Casper, the friendly ghost. Hi, Chris.
It could have been Casper.
He's not that friendly. I find him quite insincere, Casper.
Well,
he's a bit sinister.
Casper,
yeah.
The
sarcastic
ghost.
Is it either Casper or the exorcist?
Yeah, Casper, you're not sure if he's friendly ghost.
I grew up in this tiny
true.
Town where nobody cared about how old you were when you went to see films, so my sister took me to see The Bone Collector when I was like 10 years old.
Oh, that's
and I didn't run out. Yeah, I watched the whole thing. Yeah. And then we walked home in the dark.
Well, thanks.
So suck it, Chris.
And then I wet my bed.
Wow. Women in Black scared me.
Sorry?
The women in Black scared me.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't watch horror films. I genuinely avoid them.
It was a good film, and it had some jumpy moments, but it wasn't one of those where you walk away thinking...
Oh, no, but what I'm saying is...
Is that
me.
Harry Potter 10?
Harry
or
Potter 10.
Yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe was really good at it.
He was very good in it, yeah.
He was. I mean, we talked about the movie last week.
I totally believe that he was a dad in that.
Yeah.
It was his, like, godson, wasn't it? The blades kid?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The kid, and it was his godson. I don't know why I just repeated it. I'm really glad
you cleared that up.
Kieran Hines is in that, and I love Kieran Hines.
Yeah, he's good.
He's wonderful, yeah.
But
he kind of makes me want to watch the new Ghost Rider. In a kind of, I have an unlimited card, so I have an excuse way.
I actually wasn't that offended by Ghost Rider 1.
I haven't seen it.
It wasn't that bad, it was just, you know... That game, that's not...
Can Nicolas Cage in it?
I
think he's a good guy.
Nicolas Cage is a hilarious guy.
I am
always entertained by whatever Nicolas Cage does.
Yeah.
Always.
Nicolas Cage is a cool guy.
He's very amusing.
I like Nicolas Cage.
But you like Nickelback?
What?
See? Fucking see?
Hey guys, this is a film TV podcast. Let's not play all the music side of things.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for commerciality.
It's not commerciality.
No,
this is not commercial.
This is like at the bottom of the sewer of commerciality.
Yeah.
Nickelback got booed off stage.
Oh my
Nickelback
God.
Came out on stage and like I think at a festival somewhere and said, "Ready, here's some rock," and people booed.
Yeah.
And started throwing things and they left. They didn't even play.
Because they're Nickelback. Do you remember that thing that went around Tumblr where it said, "Don't click on this link because it takes you to a website with a free Nickelback single."
Aww.
It's like, why? Because it's a free Nickelback single.
That's just mean.
No, it's true.
I like Nickelback.
You're wrong.
There's some good... They have good, you know...
You're wrong.
But then on the end of the time, you would, wouldn't you?
It was quick fix rock and roll for me.
That's
an insult to
rock and roll. Rock and roll. Quick fix heavy music.
Do you know what's happening to Elvis right now in his grave?
He's digging
his way out so he can come and fucking murder you.
He's not just turning in his grave. It's a fucking tornado in there.
Chuck Berry, if he is dead.
Not rock and roll. But yeah, listen, Nickelback.
Oh shit! That's the end of that conversation.
I'm good.
I don't think we can take this podcast any further now after that revelation. I mean, that we should wrap up.
I'll just on the subject, since IMDb page is still there. Have any of you, you probably wondered, have you seen Mystery Team?
No.
With Aubrey Plaza and Donald Glover, Derry Comedy?
No one ashamed.
It's fantastic.
I've seen it.
But I haven't seen it. You
yeah,
probably haven't.
If Olga's
seen
not seen it, there's no chance she's seen it.
If Olga's
not seen it and it's good, there's no chance you've not seen it.
Well, yeah, have you seen I can't think of anything to say that you've not seen
it.
I haven't seen it.
You were saying it.
I don't know what I'm going to say. You've literally that I can't believe I'm friends with you. You've actually seen Nickelback live.
We'll move away from that. Right?
Yes. Classic film was on some sort of list to talk about because there's so many you need to see.
Yeah.
Like, I put up most of them on the list. You've not seen Arsenal with Donald Glaze, have you?
I've not. I actually had that in there. Did I watch that? I didn't watch it, no, I didn't watch it.
You should have. I'm sure you would.
I think I was going to watch it, Mum, because Mum loves all those old kind of Hollywood films.
Should I have your mum in this podcast?
Yeah, where's your mum? I'm not your mum.
Exactly.
Go home and get your mum.
Better music.
And then go have a snack while we talk to her.
You can wait outside and we'll talk to her.
Go and bring us a snack while we talk to her.
You know
what? Better.
We can get my mum on the podcast, probably.
Hi, Chris's mum.
I would really love that.
Yeah, I'd probably get her shot. Oh, let me swear.
I think I would just sit with your mum and bitch about you.
Okay.
As we do.
That wouldn't be a particularly interesting podcast.
No.
I think it would be quite good.
Yeah, there's a lot of classic films.
Have you seen Sunset Boulevard, have you?
I've not. No, I've not. Okay, I'm going to shut my eyes.
You're disgusting.
Just bring some films out that I haven't seen from the classics.
Have you seen To Kill a Mockingbird?
Nope.
Oh!
What?
Just keep going.
That is outrageous.
Keep coming.
Have you seen 2001?
No. The DVD in the house, though.
Sorry,
I thought you'd seen it.
That doesn't count if the DVD is there.
Keep going.
Why haven't you seen it?
Jurassic Park.
Have you seen A Clockwork Orange?
Nope.
Oh my god.
Keep going.
I don't think we have to ask him even those questions. I think we know the answer.
I think we could just assume that if it's good, Chris hasn't seen it. If it's a classic, Chris hasn't seen it.
Oh, God.
Everyone, this is a Chris-hating podcast.
Have you seen North by Northwest?
No. I've read the book Set by Southwest.
How? Is that...
No, it's not.
Have you seen any Hitchcock films?
I have seen... What was the one we were showing in school?
Yeah, he's seen one in
school.
Class, yeah.
Not school. It was the one... there's something called Charlie in it.
There is. Uncle Charlie.
Uncle Charlie, the one with Uncle
Charlie.
Charlie
and the Chocolate Factory.
I would have loved Hitchcock to be a version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, you could probably do a sequel lot after Hitchcock.
Kids running away from Gene Wilder.
Starting from, you know, from next week, then I'll do a little section in the podcast, which is me, you know.
Crying.
And just I've not seen it. Leave me alone.
Shadow of a doubt.
That was it.
Singing Nickelback under your nose.
We'll go through the list of films that you know I should have seen.
That's
it,
the
seen.
Only Hitchcock scene.
Should we start with Psycho?
Psycho?
I thought you'd seen Psycho.
I haven't seen it.
Oh,
one of
the best male performances ever.
Ren will probably shout in the podcast.
Ren will be coming here to murder you.
Well, then. No, I'm sorry, we've got a lot of Chris death threats going on here today.
That's because you
like Nickelback.
And Empire Magazine.
Our
you'll defend both until you're dead.
I posted that we were going on the podcast recording, and Matt, our good friend, Matt, if anything you'd like to discuss, and he said, love, the meaning of the word in the 21st century.
Fuck off.
That sums that up.
Can we bring up that poster for Crazy Stupid Love again, where it says
this is
stupid?
or will Chris sing a love ballad by Nickelback?
Please don't. I'll walk out.
It will probably be better than the original.
Love in the 21st Century. Have you seen the film Up?
Oh yes, I love that film so
that's
much.
That's Love in the 21st Century.
The first 10 minutes are so emotional.
The first 10 minutes of that film are, yeah.
Hot range.
The love between that boy and that dog, it's a profound bond.
Mm.
The love between that bird and the grandpa.
Your friend's
summer relationship.
Yep.
Beautiful.
The love between the crazy, crazy man and his collection of skeletons.
Yes. The love between dogs,
Chris,
and squirrels.
What's the best film about love that you've seen?
Best film about love that I've seen?
That's a good question.
Almost said Golly.
Golly, Miss
Golly.
Tough question.
Gosh darn it.
Let me just have a think about that.
The best film about love. Oh, wow.
Jurassic Park.
Well, I think a lot of films have that kind of love.
Chris, just
I can't think of, you know,
E.T.
one.
I think I've probably got one.
Ooh, what was it?
I wouldn't say, like, this is my final answer, but I throw it in there, Brief Encounter.
Yes,
yeah.
Actually, sorry, yeah, that is probably it. That, I love that film. That was a big
because it shows both the aspects of love for someone who you're living with, and it's a kind of partnership and companionship, and then this very passionate love that just kind of takes you over and
I can't think of what I feel about love I've seen. I actually really like this isn't my favourite film, but there's a good film called Dan in Real Life with Steve Carell.
Yes.
I really enjoyed it. That's a great
with
film. Yeah,
Steve
Carell.
Oh, right.
That's one of my favourite films, and it is very much about you know, it's not a romantic comedy, or some people probably say that. It's more of a kind of, you know, he's lost his wife and he's raising his three kids, and then he falls in love with the girl. He meets a girl in a bookstore, and he falls in, he's talking to her, and he goes home, and it turns out to be his brother's girlfriend. And it sounds a little bit kind of, you know,
soapy.
Yeah, no. It sounds as if it might be a kind of, you know, broad kind of comedy film, but it's not. It's a really, really good film, and all that. But I mean, love is such
sunshine.
A. We just no. I was
love
going to say that.
Love
my sunshine.
Sorry.
Yes.
Love my sunshine.
That was
yes.
Literally what I was about to say, because, I mean, love, you say love, you know, you're
love
not talking about...
so many things.
Yeah, it's not about, you know, a woman and a man falling in love, or a man and a man, or a woman and a woman, whatever.
Great,
you
don't have to be...
But like a family, yeah, but like a family love, that's the kind of love of sunshine, definitely.
Love sunshine is fantastic.
Also,
definitely.
Submarine, in terms of portraying teenage love.
Yes.
I think there's been a history of films like The Notebook, which have portrayed teenage love as this mega romantic, fantastic kind of thing, whereas Submarine is very realistic, and I think it portrays teenage love first love in a very poignant way.
Yeah, I genuinely love films.
Just gonna throw it out there, Shaun of the Dead.
Yes, Scott Pilgrim.
Yep.
Scott Pilgrim. I do. I'm a big fan of films with love as a central theme. I think you can find love in any film. You know, The Godfather.
Well, obviously.
Yeah,
family.
Yeah, what I mean is, like, people
family.
Say that is like, oh, it's a mobster, it's a gangster
family.
Film, but it's, you know, there's so much more to it. There's so much more
to love. To quote Shaun of the Dead, to end this discussion of love, alright, gay.
Wow.
Or Chang from Community. Gay!
I don't know what's happening there. I have no idea what's happening.
This is Ken Jeong plays Chang in Community.
Ken Jeong.
And anytime anyone talks about anything to do with emotions.
Gay!
Also
the Steel on Tumblr.
One last film about love that I love. Drive.
Yeah, that's a fairy tale like sort of.
I can see you got very excited there.
Yeah.
Use that.
I'm actually mentioning a good film.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've
seen
it.
Yeah.
Love me.
No, we'll pass on.
Yeah. So.
The Muppets is a great film about love.
I think.
Yes.
The Muppets are wonderful love.
Which you hated.
Just sidebar, Ken Jeong, nice transition.
I watched In the Mood for Love, just, you know, I maybe need to watch it again.
Do you not like In the Mood for Love?
No,
I just didn't like it. But not because
I just didn't like it.
Yes.
That was okay. I loved it.
Yes, it's the best film I've ever seen.
I
actually think it's a very good film about love.
It was almost one that was... I keep saying that, like, I think it's just probably a psychological thing when it's like someone forces you to watch a film. You should love this film. This is a great film.
No,
Chris, you should admire it.
That's not an explanation. You didn't like it, and that's fair enough.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking that's probably partly because I start to become ignorant to.
Yeah, but we watched like Brief Encounter as well.
Yeah, I like that.
Close to that, and that was forced as well.
Yeah.
So
I was sort of
think that's an explanation.
Like, the indifferent towards something with a love. Mm-hmm. It. Didn't like love it, but didn't like hate it. It's sort of like, oh, that was a thing.
That was my discovery of Wong Kar Wai in it.
Well, no, I didn't hate it. I mean, I didn't like hate it, but like, I felt so angry about it. I just didn't, you know, I was like, it's okay.
Mm.
I wasn't blown away by it, which, you know, I thought it should have been, but I wasn't.
No, you shouldn't have been blown away if you don't feel
you know, we'll start from next week. We'll do a little, you know, catch up with me getting into the classic films. We'll start with Psycho.
Yeah.
That's a good place to start.
Also, as we seem to be ending, what's that?
Calm.
No, that's not even bother. That's not even bother.
No, I mean, did you watch that?
I got through some of it.
Okay, maybe I'll watch it and then we can discuss it next time.
Yeah. No. Don't even bother. This week.
Okay, we don't have
this
time
week.
To discuss it this week.
Yeah,
but I'm sure we'll do it next week or the
week
after.
This week, as the
or
podcast is up, it is Ren's birthday.
Oh,
Ren.
Ren. Ren Radigan.
Oh, yep.
Yes.
I like that.
It's quite funny.
Yes. And, yes. Frequently mentioned in this podcast.
Yes. Happy, should we sing Happy Birthday? Do you want to sing Happy Birthday?
Do we have to sing? Can we just say it?
Yes.
Happy Birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, yeah.
Yeah, can we say it in filmy voices? I can do it like Kermit.
I can do nothing, so...
Birthday! That was my animal.
Incant!
Incant!
I wonder if I can do it.
Birthday! Ah!
No.
Birthday!
You can do me.
That's my animal.
No, what's the big guy does a voice? Happy birthday. That,
is that the trailer man?
Yeah, the trailer man!
Yeah.
In a world where people are born. In a world. One girl was born. Who had a birthday today.
What's the date of birth?
28th.
How old is she?
21, what is it?
I wonder if I can...
28th,
what's her second name?
What is this?
I'm trying to do like...
What is this?
Ren Riding Hood. 21 on the 28th of March, 2012.
Is it my Kermit turn?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I was a failure.
What have you done, Carly?
Oh, sorry. Olga is a great Kermit. Go with that.
No, my... Oh, Kermity Frog is alright. You know, it's not too bad. It's alright sometimes. But anyway, happy birthday!
Oh, Kermity! That was sweet!
Really good.
Sorry, that was weird. David did miss Piggy afterwards. Are you going to do happy birthday? Anyway, happy birthday, Ron,
Hope
Ren.
All the best.
It's great.
Whoever you are.
Thank you for listening.
Round of applause for Ren! Which works great in another podcast.
And apologies for not seeing Psycho yet.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Okay.
And all the other
we should sign out now.
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks for watching.
Press the button.
Shut up.
Bye.
Bye.